drink a bottle. Good.
Swing and a drive to deep right. Away back. Goal.
Listening to The Unlucky Irishman on the Row Sports Talk Network, produced by Ashley Maciag and Boomer Dangle. Now, here's your host, James Preacher Rowe.
Everyone, I'm James Preacher Rowe. Welcome to the ninth episode of The Unlucky Irishman. So we have a lot to cover here today. Sorry, I have not been doing a lot of podcasts lately. Just really, it's been kind of slow. I've been doing other little things. I've been a little bit more important to my professional and personal life. So bear with me. Hopefully we'll do a lot more frequent podcasts from now on. That being said, let's get into all the news. So, the first thing is the Champions League final that happened just 2 weeks ago. Real Madrid wins it again, and it's their third straight title. And that's just remarkable. That's just absolutely remarkable. Because to win the Champions League, when you're playing against the likes of maybe Bayern Munich from Germany, Manchester United from England, wherever, even another team like FC Barcelona in your own country in Spain, and even AC Milan or Inter Milan, whoever was in it this year, I can't remember off the top of my head. I think it was Inter from Italy. Just all the top clubs in the world playing for the biggest prize called the Champions League. So 3 straight years, that's pretty remarkable. Staying with soccer, actually, FC Cincinnati, where I'm currently living right now, was just awarded a franchise in Major League Soccer and will join the league in 2019. And I've been here since the beginning, since FC Cincinnati started playing in 2016 in the USL. This is a sports-crazed town, and it is a soccer-crazed town as well. Now, there's also baseball and football too, don't get me wrong. But there was a big fan base of soccer fans here, right here in Cincinnati. So it's great to see this happen for not only the league, not only for the city, but also for the advancement of soccer within the United States. I mean, if we want this to be more popular, Cincinnati's a great opportunity for this to happen. So that was a big news. The NBA Finals. Now we've got the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Golden State Warriors, both from the Eastern and Western Conference, as they were the champions of their respective leagues. Fourth time is the charm, I guess. I mean, it's just, it's getting old. It's getting really old. I'm going to have an article about that later on, about my, how I'm not much of a fan of watching this. I mean, I don't really watch the NBA Finals in general, but the last 4 years, I mean, 2016, I kind of watched the Game 7, but I really didn't care that much. But this one, if this is the fourth straight year, then it really just keeps losing interest for me. But what was interesting for Golden State, they were losing in Game 7 to the Houston Rockets, and they missed 27 three-pointers in a row. 27. That's awful. That's awful. If you're not making the three-pointers, you might want to try, you know, charging after the basket, driving it. I don't know. That might have worked. Then the other final that's happening is the Stanley Cup one. For me, this was a little special, but from the Eastern Conference is the Washington Capitals, who have finally made it. Second time in 20 years, Alex Ovechkin, who their star player, will finally has a chance to play in the Stanley Cup. And then from the Western Conference, the remarkable story of the Vegas Golden Knights, who are an expansion franchise in their inaugural season, who got their first, who made it in their first year, which is, I don't think, has been done by any other team in any sport. So that's a huge, huge storyline. And then the big storyline to bring up tonight is the anthem protests. So we all know the whole controversy behind it. We know that a lot of people in this country would like it if you stood. And a lot of people who feel like they're not being heard about their views felt like they wanted to take a stand and bring notice to their protests. They're not necessarily protesting the anthem, but they're protesting something else. But the problem was, they're doing it for the national anthem, which bothered people. For me, it didn't bother me. But now the NFL is going out and they're fining a player every time they kneel. That's just going to cause more problems. They could have fixed a problem, but it caused more. It wasn't even about my personal opinions of whether they should kneel or not, or whether, or anything that someone else felt. These people want to be hurt. That's the problem with this. And this seems like a monetary grab. They're all about the money. It annoys me. It annoys me to no other. I understand that there are people who don't like that they're kneeling, and they feel like it's disrespectful. That's their opinion. Someone like, I don't know, someone else who feels like that, oh, they should be allowed a chance to kneel because it doesn't say it in our Constitution. That's their opinion as well. But the problem was here, it's not about the people's opinions, it's about the money. That's the issue. Moving along, back to another performance-enhancing drug issue in Major League Baseball. Wellington Castillo, a catcher for the Chicago White Sox, was suspended 80 games, and he didn't even bother to appeal. He fessed up. He's like, yeah, I was stupid. Funny part is, he admits it. But I don't know how Robinson Cano didn't do that. He blew it, too. But he said, oh, it must be a mistake. Come on. Moving along to NCAA basketball. Auburn head coach Bruce Pearl just had his contract extended through 2022 through 23 season after they just had a remarkable year where they nabbed the 4th seed in the NCAA tournament. Bruce Pearl, he had a really great career when he was with the University of Tennessee. Then going to an SEC rival like Auburn just makes it all the better. Because Auburn had some really good teams back in the days with Charles Barkley, but they haven't done much since. It's a football first school, don't get me wrong, and I have no problem with that. It's just, it didn't seem like they cared that much about the basketball. And Bruce Pearl managed to go out there, find a good team, and he's been rewarded. He's a good coach. Good for him. Back to soccer once again. This time, there's some interesting news. Everton finally hired their new manager, and it'll be Marco Silva. Now, as an Everton fan, I'm not too sure what this means. Maybe it's just because I don't know much about Marco Silva. But what his tactics will be, with, or who he's going to bring in, or what players are going to leave. He's always hinted at Wayne Rooney's going to leave. I mean, I have no problem with that, but at the same point, he just didn't seem to care. I don't know. We'll figure it out. And then in one of the biggest matches with promotion to the Premier League was a playoff between Fulham and Aston Villa. Now, Fulham was a team in which American Clint Dempsey used to play on, and Aston Villa, back in the days, they had some pretty good teams. But now they're trying to get a chance to play in the Premier League, and Fulham won. It'll be nice to see Fulham back in the Premier League. And it could, hopefully they could stay in it too, because I enjoyed watching their games back when they were in it. And Zinedine Zidane, who was the head coach of Real Madrid, who had just won the Champions League, stepped down as head coach, or manager, whatever you want to call it. I'm not sure what the reason was, or if there was one, I don't understand it. He's out. Do I think he's a good coach? Well, he's proven it. He absolutely has. Maybe he's trying to get a national team coach somewhere. Heck, as an American, have him come over here. That'd be great, wouldn't it? Final topic will be rugby. Now, last week, Wales and South Africa clashed at RFK Stadium in DC, my hometown. And it didn't seem to really garner much attention. Players didn't feel like it was all that important. They didn't feel like they didn't bring most of their players, each nation. All their stars, that's what I mean. And some players were like, what was even the point of it? There's only 21,000 that showed up. 21,000. Now, as a rugby fan, I was happy to see this. I was glad. I couldn't go see the game because, obviously, money and time and all that stuff. It was an inconvenience to me to drive all the way 8 hours just to go see this game. Would I want to go see it? Absolutely. Without a doubt. But that was just a pain in the butt for me. But enough of that. As an American who loves rugby and liked to see this, I understood what the motive was. You're trying to gain more popularity of the sport. Well, it didn't seem to work that way. Apparently, people were complaining about how the fans really weren't into it. Yeah, only 21,000 showed up. What do you expect? Not many did. Maybe this sport needs to be recognized in a little bit more popular area, like New York or Seattle. Do I think D.C. has a chance of becoming the big area for rugby? Absolutely. I've seen it personally. Maybe they just... Maybe RFK wasn't the spot to do it. Maybe they should have done it at FedEx Field. Except I don't agree with that either. Maybe they should have done it in Atlanta. Maybe they should have done it in Boston. We're never going to know. But it didn't seem to work. And the World Rugby just did not do a good job of this event. And that kind of breaks my heart to see that, because it's a great sport and it really stinks to see that happen in my own country too. So that's my opinion on that. But that being said, let's now go to the stat of the day. Softball, college softball. Florida State wins its first women's college World Series with an 8-3 victory over Washington. FSU won the first game 1-0, then scored 8 unanswered after falling behind 3-0 to win the second game of the series. Congratulations to Florida State. Well, that will wrap it up here in the Rowe Sports Talk Network studios. I'm your host, James Preacher Rowe. Please listen in, and believe it or not, it's going to be a 10th episode of next time, so big event. And thanks for listening in.